Today's daf in Masechet Ta'anit, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Tetvav, and we're holding at the beginning of Perek Sheni, right here at the Halakha Mishnah, introduced by our dear Kapitan on Erev Shabbos. Seder Ta'aniot Ketzat. So now we're up to, now that we've introduced the inyan of the Bakosha and the Geshamim, Askora and the Geshamim, the Zmanim of the Geshamim, the Zmanim of the Taniot, the Seder of the various Taniot, three for Yechidim, three for Tzibur, Morchomer three for Tzibur, Morchomer seven for Tzibur. Now we finally want to know what is the Seder of the Tefillah and what is the Seder that we began talking about how we learned from Sefer Ezra about the way that the day was split up between Tefillahs, Kriyas HaTorah, being Ma'ayin in the Inyonim of the Tzibur. And we already, as an introduction to this beginning, we already brought up the din, sort of agav, about the fact that we have to go out into the streets with the teva. We sort of mentioned that, as we usually do at the beginning, at the end of a perek, to begin the next perek. As a matter of fact, we even spoke about Ninveh, it's sort of agav, but it turns out that Ninveh is actually itself part of the Seder of the Tefillahs. So we're going to begin today with what is the Seder of the Taniot meaning for the Tefillahs on the Taniot. Matzina Tateva l'Rechova Shem Ir. So we bring out the Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh out of the Beit HaKnesset, as we'll see why in the Gemara. Notnim Efer Mikli Al Gabei Ateva. We put ashes that come from burning things as opposed to Ofer, because Efer and Ofer can be used interchangeably to make it clear what we're talking about. It's Efer Mikli. Tosis wants to be Mechadish, which everybody has a lot of problems with that. It's referring specifically to Efer that contains human remains that have been cremated, and that this is supposed to be a remes to the ashes of Yitzchak Avinu on the Mizbeach. Anyway, that certainly is not the way that we come out in Halacha. And we put that Efer Mikla on the actual Aron Kodesh, and we put it, means someone else puts it. He doesn't put it himself on the head of the Nasi, and on the head of the Av Bezdin, and Galechad V'yechad, and then everyone in the street puts it on his own head. The Gemara is going to ask why it is that we do it. Other people do it for the Nasi and for the Av Bezdin, and everybody else does it themselves. Hazakein Shebehen, Omer Lefteim Tivrei Kivushim. And so the person that is Mukar as the Zokein and a Chochem, as we'll see, he says things that are Divrei Kivushim. Divrei Kivushim are crushing words, words that are meant to bring people to teshuva, like a kfish, kavush. Achenu, lo ne'amar be'an shein ninveh, and there we go again. It isn't said when it comes to the ninveh, vayar Elohim et sakam ve'tanitam. Doesn't talk about the way God saw their behavior, and they were all dressed in sackcloth and mourning, and they were fasting. That didn't make any impression. What made the impression is Vayar Elohim es ma'aseyem, kishavu midarkam ra'ah. So don't think that all of this stuff is anything other than a hit or a root for what's really important, but you're not getting anywhere just fasting. And so therefore, what we're looking for is teshuva, not behavior that smells of teshuva. And then on Duba Tvila, when it's time now to be omed for the Amidah, Moridin Lifnea Teva Zaken Veragil, remember the Lashon of Moridin is because of the Mima Amakim, that it used to be the Mokam for the Shliach Tzibur was lower than everywhere else, so that it should be a Tvila that was coming Mima Amakim. So we're Morid Lifnea Teva, someone who is a Zakein, but he's also Rogel in the Tefillahs, and he's able to lead the Tefillahs without making any kinds of mistakes, because a mistake in the Tefillah is a bad simon for the people who are sending such a Shliach Tzibur. And this individual should be someone who has children that he's worried about, and that he has to raise, and he's got expenses, and he's got no money. Beito Reikam is what it seems to mean. The Gemara is going to talk about whether that's exactly what it means. That way, he's going to put his whole heart into the tefillah. And today, because of the Ta'anit, we're going to see which Ta'aniot. This is Nogea. Not the normal 18 brachas, but rather 24 brachas. The 18 brachas b'chol yom, and according to the way we end up paskening, it's the 19 brachas b'chol yom, plus another 6, which means 25 altogether. But again, we refer to Shmonetz. Remember, I mentioned to you this Machlokas Rishonim and also the Rishalmi, that says that actually there's always 18 brochas, and that after the takon of the Birkat Haminim, the brocha of Bonei Yerushalayim and Tzemach David were combined. But okay, we don't pass them like that, but in any event, it would be a different way of reading the Mishnah. And he adds an additional six brachas. What are they? So these are, now this is the way Rashi learns, and this way almost everybody learns. The Rambam doesn't learn this way at all. And what Rashi understands it to mean is that what we are about to discuss is what are those extra brachas. So according to this way of learning, and as I say, almost everybody learns the Mishnah like this, it is Zichronot as bracha number one, Shofarot as bracha number two, and this is the same bracha of Zichronot, although with a different ending, but it's the same bracha of Zichronot, meaning with all the psukim of Zichronot, with the psukim of Shofarot for the second bracha, and then the third bracha begins El Hashem Bitzaratali Karati Vayaneni, and then the fourth bracha begins with Esayinai and Harim, and so on and so forth. Bimahakim Karaticha is the fifth bracha, and Tfilolani Kiyatov is the beginning of the sixth bracha. Now, the Rambam doesn't learn the Mishnah like this at all. The Rambam learns that all of this stuff here about Zichrono, Shofros, Betzarata, Katzon, and so forth, all of these are psukim that are added to the same bracha that's there all the time in the Shmoneh Esrei, which is the bracha of Goel Yisrael. And according to the Rambam, there is not meant to be any parallel between these six psukim, or six inyanim that we mentioned here, and the closings of the bracha that are mentioned later. But therefore, the chazan has to improvise. And that's why we need someone who is rogel, and he can flow with it, he can immediately improvise, and he makes the bracha suited to the location and suited to the way people are feeling about the tzara in a way that fits in with the Chatimota bracha that we're going to be bringing in later. And we'll see that this is a nogea, a different way of reading the Mishnah in the words that are coming up. But first, let's hear the machlokas, because Rabbi Yehuda says, we did not say the zichronos and shofros, because those are things that are meyuchad dafka for Rosh Hashanah and dafka for Yovel. And we'll see that he holds that they're also said for Milchoma. Instead, he should say Ra'av Kiyev Aretz, Dever Kiyev Aretz, which is the way that Shlomo HaMelech spoke about the Beis HaMikdash in his tefillah on the Yom of the Chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash Arishayin. And he mentions Asher Hayad V'Hashem El Yirmiyahu Al Divrei Habat Sarot. That's about the drought. And now here's the question of how to read this next word. Omer chot mehem. So now the way Rashi learns it, what this means is, and then he says the correct chatimata bracha for each one of those six. That would be matim. And what is that? Ala rishanahu omer, etc., etc. So this is the way that the Rashi and the other Rishonim learned that the Mishnah is all one thing. It lists the beginning of the six brachas, and then it says, and then he says the chotemot of those brachas, and then Rashi and Tosfos are both matriach to show how it is the chotemet that we're about to say, the six different chotemot are actually relevant to the brachas that we just mentioned. According to the Rambam, which this has absolutely nothing to do with the first part, and this Ala Rishonahu Omer is a completely new beginning. And what it's referring to over here is that I'm only giving you the chotemet. In other words, I'm about to tell you the chotemet of each one of these brachas, right? And then you have to work out what it is that you're going to say on each one of them. But as far as what the tefillahs were that we mentioned earlier, that's all part of the Goel Yisrael. So the chotemet that I want you to be aware of, the new chotemot, now it's going to turn out to be very interesting because, as we're going to see, the Mishnah itself is merames, that in reality, there are seven changes, not six. But there's only six new brachot, because the changes that are mentioned initially, those are the changes that are included in the bracha of Goel Yisrael, and Goel Yisrael is a bracha that we say all the time. And therefore, we're not going to call it a separate bracha. It's not one of the six. But when we list the chotamot, we're going to be listing the chotamot of seven brachot, because of the fact that the changes occurred in the bracha already of Goel Yisrael. So that what we do is we introduce the bracha of Goel Yisrael with a new sort of introduction, which is the chotemet of all of the psukim according to the Rambam that we just mentioned before. And therefore we say like this, ala rishona. Now ala rishona does not mean on the first added bracha. It means on the first bracha that we've added things to. So it's really not included in the six chotemot that are upcoming. And it means on the bracha of Goel Yisrael, instead of simply saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael, we say, Mishanat Avraham Bahar HaMoriah, Hu Yanetchem, Yishma Bekol Tzakatchem Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael. So we expand already on the bracha of Geula in the name of Avraham Avinu. Ala Shnia, the second bracha that we add, according to Rashi, what this means is, and on the second bracha, which is the first of the additional brachas, which is Zichroinais, because he goes in that order, Zichroinais, Shefetz, and so on. Again, according to Rambam, it's irrelevant to Zichronos, and it's just an accident that we mention Zichronos here. And what he says is, Mishanat Avotenu Ayam Suf, Hu Yaneh Etchem, Vishma Kol Tzakatchem Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Ata Hashem Zocher HaNishkachot. Now, it's easy to see why Rashi would say that this is the closing of Zichronos, obviously. The same thing is true of the next bracha, which is about Shofarot. But in any event, according to the Rambam, you're going to have to improvise, and you're going to have to start talking about the need for Zechira and what our community needs, and so on and so forth, and then put in the only part that was predefined, which is the Chotamot. And that would be Mishana Savasino Al Yam Suf. And then for the third one, you say, which according to Rashi means the Broch of Shofarot, you say, Mishanat Yoshua Bagilgal, Hu Yaneh Etchem, because after all, Yoshua Bagilgal, that was Yericho, included the Tkiah Shofar on Yericho. And because of that, there was also, that's where reason we say Bagilgal, Rashi says, because that's where they were, the Machana was when they went around Yericho with the Shofarot. So this is a reference once again to Yericho. We've been awfully Yericho focused from the previous parak, where Anshe Yericho asked, what are we supposed to do? And so here we've got the bracha of the Shofarot about Yericho as well. And therefore, it's a reference to Dafke Shofarot. Again, according to the Rambam, you improvise until you get up to the Mishanat Yoshua Begilgal. Okay, so there it's Shomeat Teruah. Ala Revi'itu Omer, Mishanat Shmuel Bamitzpah, Hu Yanetchem Yishma Bekol, Tzatratchem Hayom Hazeh Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomeat Tzeakah. And that's because it says Vayitzak Shmuel Hashem, according to Rashi. So that was the entire story to connect it to what Rashi considers to be the fourth bracha. Ala Chamishitu Omer, Mishanat Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, Hu Yaneh Etchem Yishma Bekol Tzakatchem Hayom Hazeh Baruch Atah Hashem Shomeat Tefillah. So even though we have a bracha of Shomeat Tefillah, which we are going to say later on, nonetheless, these six additional are still going back to Eliyahu's Tefillah of Aneni Hashem Aneni, and this goes back to the Esa Einai El Harim, which is the same idea again according to Rashi. Allah Hamishit. So this, again, according to Rambam, you would just be extemporaneously, you would say what is appropriate for this ending. Allah Shishit, to Omer, Mishanat Yonam, Mimea Daga, Uyanetchem, Yishma, Bekotza, Atatchem, Ayomase, which is the Baruch Ata Hashem, Haone, Be'et Sara. So this is Makbil to Mimama Kim Kiraticha Hashem, which according to Rashi would be the tefillah that you say at the beginning of this bracha, and therefore fits the chotam because it's bimamakim, as Yonah would cried out from the Tahom. And ala shviyitu amer mishana David v'tshlomo benov Yerushalayim, hu yanetchem v'yishma b'kotzarkatchem ayom hazeh, baruch ata Hashem emarachem la'oretz. And this is because the tefillah, as we'll see later on, was the, there we said what we were supposed to say, was from Tefillah La'ani Kiyah Tov, and therefore, we're, according to Rashi, this is why it relates to here. But the Pashto of the Gemara is because they were mispalo for Oretz, Dever Kiya Ba'oretz, and so on and so forth. Shlomo keeps mentioning again Oretz, Oretz, Oretz in each one of his points of what people will come to Beis Hamikdash for. Now, there was a Maisa. By the way, this Mishnah includes all of the Mishnayos that are separated in the Mishnayos in one. So, Bimei Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Hananya ben Tradyan, we're going to see that these weren't in the same place. We're going to see later on the places that are referred to, that there, Ovar Achad Lifnei Hativa, so they sent someone down to be Mispalo. He finished the bracha, and according to the Hayra of these two Talmid Chachamim, they didn't say Amen. Instead, they said what they used to say in the Beis HaMikdash. This is how Rashi says it anyway on the Rif, even though here he's not Mazmir. But they said the Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusolo along the Ed that they would say. So they said instead that. And that would mean that the Shliach Tzibor also introduced it with Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Olam V'Ad Olam. And then they announced, this was the Chazan HaKnesset who announced this, we'll see, Tiku HaKohanim Tiku Mishanat Avram Avinu Baram Moriah Hu Yaneh Etchem Yishma B'Kol Tzadchem Hayom Hazeh. Now this is a repetition of the same thing that the Shliach Tzibor said. This is a very mikutsar description here in the Mishnah. It's very misleading. And we're going to see the details in the Braita that expands on this, that there's two different people that are involved here. There's the Shliach Tzibor, and then there's the Chazan HaKnesset. So in the Beis HaMikdash, they had the Chazan HaKnesset, who was from the Beis HaMikdash. They had somebody special, and he would be the one that would give the command to the Kayanim to be Tekeah. But because then it would look like the Tekeah was going specifically on the elements of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusolo Olam Va'ed, instead of on specifically the Tefillah, because remember we had the Lashon before when we were talking about Zichronos and Malchios and Shofars and Rosh Hashanah, so we were Medayik Rava's Diak over there was Ubameh Bashofar, which means that the Shofar is seen as a tool, so to speak, to bring forth the Zichronos and the Shofars and the other things that were being Mavakish. So therefore, we want to make certain that there's a Chibor between the Tekiah and the specific Bakasha that the Tekiah is referring to. So because of that, the Chazan HaKnesset would repeat the Bracha, even though we had already said it as part of the Tefillah, but he would say once again, Mishana Avram Avinu Bahara Moriah, and then they would be Tekiah in order to make it clear that the Tekiah was on that Bakasha. So it was repeated. And then he would say, Hariyu B'nei Aaron, Hariyu. So now according to many Rishonim, they would alternate the Tekiah, Trua, the next one was Tekiah, then came Trua. According to the Rambam, these are all Tekiah, Trua, Tekiahs, on every single, which was the Mashmos before, that there were 18 separate Tekiah, Trua, Tekiah, plus the additional three that we had on the Gol Yisrael. So in any event, you'll notice, by the way, there's some interesting discussion about why the Tekiah is the Kohanim, and the Trua is B'nai Aaron, right? So now some want to suggest that there really is a difference between Tekiah and Trua if you're not going like the Rambam, because this is the Iker Mitzvah is always with Trua, so over there you need to have kosher Kohanim, which is B'nai Aaron specifically. It says, Kohanim Kishayim B'Kuhunatam. But suppose you have a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutz, and so on, so it wouldn't work. But if you're talking about the Tekiah, then it was just a Darga in the Yichus, and therefore they weren't makpid, so it wasn't just a lashon of. I mean, this is achrenisha speech. This is not like there's no marker in the Rishonim that I know of for that kind of. Normally, this again, as Rashi introduced yesterday, there's an Indian of tzachut alashon that the Tana likes to do things that are more poetic. So this is, it's interesting. I noticed that David HaMelech takes poetic license. And he says, I am going to present this with poetic license in Sefer Tehillim. Because he says, when he goes over in Ayin Ches, I think it is, he goes over all of the things that happened from Yetzias Mitzrayim. He doesn't do it in order. He doesn't do it in exactly the same lashon as the pasuk. So he introduces the whole thing with, listen, I'm going to be poteach et piv with mashal and chida, which does not mean metaphors. It means a poetic language, But that's what it meant then. And so does Chida. So this, I'm going to give you a poetic rendering of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's interesting that Mamish, this was already part of the expressed issue in the Tehillim. So I really don't believe that we have to be mechapish for the Tana, that he should be more makpid than David HaMelech. I don't know. Anyway, so then after, so they did this for all of the brachas. So then when the Chachamim heard about this, they say, no. This is not the way we do it in Shul. We did not do this. To say Baruch Shem Kvod Baruch Hu instead of Amen, and to have a Tkia now on the brachas instead of afterwards. Some learn that way, or some learn, or to have a Tkia Dafka by Kayanim. Others learn. There's even another Girsa that says they did answer Amen. So then the only difference was the question of the Tkia of the Kohanim. Anyway, now, once we're talking about the interrelationship of the Kayanim to the dinim of the Taniyot, so you should know that the Shalosh Taniyot Arishonot, the first three of the Tzibur fasts, the Anshei Mishmar Mitanim Velo Mashlimi. So anybody who was part of the Mishmar, now remember that the Mishmar was the 24 different Mishmarot, each one of which took 1 week at a time, so had 2 weeks a year. Each one of those Mishmarot were split into families, Batei Avot. There's a Machlokas Rishonim about how many Batei Avot. Rashi in one place says there are only six Batei Avot, and they all work together on the seventh. And the Rambam says there were seven Batei Avot for each Mishmar. But in any event, the difference is very important, because if you are on duty today as a Kohen, you're only going to be absolutely on duty if it is your Beit Av's turn to do the Aveda. Suppose you're a member of the Mishmar, where your Beit Av is going to be called, let's say, on Tuesday. Today is Sunday. The thing is, though, that all of the Mishmarot are basically on call. So if there's a need for extra help to get things done, they're all going to have to be ready to come on a dime's notice to be able to help the actual Beit Av if the Beit Av doesn't have enough manpower. So because of that, we need to be careful with how ready they are to do Aveda. And obviously, if they're Shesuya Yayin, they're not going to be able to come in to do the Aveda. So because of that, the first three Taniyot, the people who were on the Mishmar would fast because they weren't mamish on duty, but they would not be mashlim the entire fast, because then by the end of the day, they'd be getting weak. And if we needed to call them, they might not be able to do a good job. They might not be able to actually focus as well. You know that there is recently, because of research that has been done about these kind of issues, both Benogea heat, when the climate is warming, and Benogea accessibility in terms of food in third world countries, it has become mandatory in many factories to take breaks where they don't have air conditioning. So they force a break for you outside under the trees. They provide a place that's shaded and so on, because they could be held liable for mistakes in working with sensitive machinery, dangerous machinery. When people are hot, apparently there's a tremendous difference between working in 25 degree heat and working in 35 degree heat in terms of number of accidents, and if they don't have access to food. So they have to actually force to take coffee breaks. And
also the Dafyomi there, they make the Rebbe's of like every 7 minutes have a drink, so they don't wear down, they don't work out. Their mom is very makbid there.
Very makbid, but the problem is that I sort of ran out of drink and I don't want to be mopsy. I finished the tea just before, so not to be mopsy. I knew you were going to have something to tell me. Okay. Here's my empty tea glass. It wasn't just a cup, so. Okay. So because of that, the Anshei Mishmar who aren't on duty mamish today, we got to keep them, you know, in half decent shape, because by them it's just in case. So they are misanim, but the Anshei Beis Av who are on duty, they don't fast at all. Then in the second three, which are more chamor, which start from the night before, so then the Anshei Mishmar, we call upon them to fast completely. Because then what's the likelihood that they're going to be called? And the Anshei Beit Av, they fast part of the day, but they're not mashlim. And then the last seven, which are very chomer, Elo ve'elo mitaninu mashlimim devir Rabbi Yoshua. V'chachomim omrim, no. What do you mean they're going to, just because it's a chomer tainus doesn't mean that we're going to take chances on the Avaya not being done properly? Absolutely not. So the Shalosh Taniyot Rishonot, those are the ones that are completely kal. They start only in the morning. Neither group would have been mitaneh, not the Mishmar and not the Beit Av. The Shalosh Shniyos, then the Anshei Mishmar can be mitanim, but they're not mashlim. But the Anshei Beit Av Bichlal weren't mitanim. Only on the Sheva Achronos, which were so chomer, they took the Teva out and so on and so forth. So then the Anshei Mishmar are actually Misanim u'Mashlimim, and the Anshei Beit Av are Mitanim part of the day, but they're not Mashlim. Okay, so now this, interestingly, also, once we see this Nafkamina, there's also a Nafkamina basically all year round. Because if you are Anshei Mishmar, but you're not actually the people that are going to be working on that day, so they're allowed to drink wine at night. We're not talking about Tainius over here. They're allowed to drink wine at night. Why? Because, look, we already have a clear indication about whether additional manpower is going to be needed, right? Because in the nighttime, the only thing you're going to be doing is being mashlim the karbonis that you didn't bring up during the day. So you have to be mala to the mizbeach and so much you could do during the night. But obviously, if the people that were on duty from that Beit Av were able to handle it, they're certainly going to be able to handle the nighttime. So over there, we don't put any limits on the consumption of wine on an Anshei Mishmar who is not on duty, but they can't drink during the day because maybe I'll be called upon and I have to be basically on call. The Anshei Beit Av, they can never drink because they have to do the actual Aveda both during the day and during the night. And there's another difference that Anshei Mishmar, and this would be even the Anshei Ma'amad are the Ma'amad of Yisrael. They're not Kohanim, but they have to be there because of the inyan that ein korbano shel adam nikra v'hu eino omed al gaba. So therefore, Klal Yisrael has representatives. We're going to see the dinim of the Anshei Ma'amad, but they have mishmarot of ma'amadot, of people that are on call to stand there with the korbanos to say special tefillos. We're going to be getting into all of those dinim. So the Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Ma'amad are supposed to be in absolutely tip-top shape in order to be in a matzav of kovan in the Beis HaMikdash. Because of that, we do not allow them to take haircuts or to go to the dry cleaners during the time that they're on call. Because if you do that, which is very typical of people, they'll wait to the last minute and say, okay, when I get into Yerushalayim, I'll take my haircut, and then they'll appear in the Beis HaMikdash without the haircut, so on and so forth. So because of that, we answer them the whole time. So they need to know that they got to bring in everything, fresh clothes, they got to look their best before. But at the end of the week, on the Chamishi of that week, then they're allowed to because of the Kavod HaShabbos to come. Fine. Now, what about the issue of the Megillat Ta'anit when there was the Megillat Ta'anit was still in effect? So Kol HaKatuv B'Megillat Ta'anit, the Lola Mispad, remember that we had two separate types of things. There are some of the Zmanim in the Megillat Ta'anit. Remember, it was called the Megillat Ta'anit because nothing else was written of Torah Shebaal Peh when this was, Megillat Ta'anit is in Barnea's neighborhood, as you can see. Amazing. So nothing else was written at that time, written down, because they still had not made these compromises with the Torah Shebaal Peh. But the Megillat Ta'anit was written, so that because it was constantly being added to, and some people needed to keep a record of what the nisim were that were done for them. So some of them are Yuma, the lo lemispad b'hon, v'lo lo lehita'ana'a b'hon. So some of the days were usher both in Hespedan and Ta'anit, some were only usher in Ta'anit. So if it is one of those things that you can't even say as a hesped, so then the fanavis as asur, the day before is also asur, because we're afraid that if somebody makes a tainus the day before, it may go into the next day. But after the day is finished, then afterwards it's mutter, because we're not worried that people are going to somehow or other think, well, if I'm going to be fasting the day after, then I can fast on the day. why would they do that? Rabbi Yossi Omer, actually, Lefanav Ulach Rav Asur. No, we answer both the before and the after. It's the days that are only Shalol Yitanot. So they're Lefanav Ulach Rav is Mutter, according to Tanakama. And Rabbi Yossi says Lefanav Asur, and they're Lach Rav is Mutar. Okay, now getting back to our Ta'aniyot. These are some of the halachas that we've seen earlier. In Gozrin Tanita Latzibur Batchila B'Chamishi Shelo Lafki HaSha'arim. We never start a series of Ta'aniyot on a Thursday, because then we would get double the amount of purchases for the Mitzoy Ta'anit and for the Shabbos. You know what? If you guys would excuse me, I'm going to listen to Barnea, because I really do think I need a drink. Please excuse me one second.
I'll just fill in and say Megillah Tainit is fascinating. Many of the things happened as battles of the Maccabees and others. So, and it's only occasionally mentioned in Gemara, but it's a lot of fun.
Shukriyach Rav Barnea. How did it know to pause the recording? Recording paused unexpectedly because another application. Oh, that must have been that phone call I had. That's bad news. I didn't realize they were connected. Okay. What can you do? All right. Sorry for that interruption, but meanwhile, you were all of us were benefited by Barnea's remarks. So let's continue. So that was in order that there shouldn't be a sudden shopping spree, which would lead the supermarkets to raise prices. So the first three taniyot is sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. But then you could do chamishi sheni v'chamishi. No, says Rabbi Yossi. Kishim sheina rishonot v'chamishi, ken lo shniyot v'lo achronot. We never start on a Thursday. En gozrin tanit al hatzibur, v'roshei chodashim, v'chanukah u'v'purim. Vimitchilu in Mavsikim. If you started one of these series of Taniyot because of something that had happened, obviously it doesn't work out with the Gishomim, but something that had happened, so then if one of these days falls out of Hanukkah or Purim, certainly on Rosh Chodesh, where there's no mitzvah on any of these days, specifically that it has to be a day of Achila Vishkia, so Tainas Rabbi Gamliel, we will not interrupt the series. Omar Rav Meir, Afal Pish Omer Rav Gamliel in Mavsikin, he's made that we certainly don't keep the entire day as a Tainus, so that we keep part of the day, but we're not Mashna. The same thing is true when Tisha B'Av comes out on Erev Shabbos. Now, of course, Tisha B'Av nowadays cannot come out on Erev Shabbos. We make sure that it doesn't fall on Erev Shabbos. But what when there were Mekadosh Api Ari'iyah? What would happen if Tisha B'Av would come out on Erev Shabbos? You're not supposed to be Nichvas al Shabbos Kishu Mi'uneh. So over there, Tainis Rabbi Meir, we would also make sure to eat a little bit before Shabbos so that we would not be in a miserable state when Shabbos begins. Okay, so let's start on the understanding of the Mishnah. Seder Taniyot Ketzad Motzina Teteva, they bring the Teva. Mashma, that what? That we do this right away? Seder Taniyot Ketzad, all of the Taniyot? Ba'afilu v'kamayta? So, you said Taniyot, it's Masha, any of the Taniyot. But doesn't it say in the Braita that the Shalosh Taniyot Rishonot and the Shniyot, meaning of the Tzibur, Nichlasim LeBeit HaKneset, that means that they did not go out to the Rechov, and they did not take out the Teva outside, Umitpalalim Kederach Shemitpalalim Kol HaShana Kula. It's only the last Sheva Achronot. Then they're Motzien as a Teva LeRechov HaShal Ir. Then they're not Bimeifra Gabi HaTeva Brosh HaNasir Brosh HaBezdin and Kol Echad V'Echad Notel V'Notin Brosho Rabbi Natan Omer Efer Miklahin Mevi'in. But, and here's where we add those Tfilas, which came up before also. We said that was something that was done also with the Sheva Achronot. Omer of Papa, okay, the Mishnah is referring to the closing of the series that we had closed in the previous parak, so it's referring to Davka to the Sheva Achronot. Okay, now, you say that somebody else puts the ashes on the head of the Nasi and the Bezdin, Av Bezdin, and then it says, and each individual put ashes on his own head. Now, first of all, is this even true? Well, Tanya, Rebbe Omer Bigdula Matchilin Min HaGadol Beklala Matchilin Min HaKatan. When you're doing something to show the chashivas of a person, so then it's true that we always begin with the one who is most chashiv. But when you're doing something that is a very sad and broken thing, so then you would start with the smallest people. Where do we see this? Bigdula Matchilin Min HaGadol Shenem Avayomer Moshe El Aharon Ula El Azar Ula Itamar. So you see that there the mitzvah of not keeping the Avelut was first told to Aaron and then to Elazar and then for Itamar. So that means that that's the way that you're supposed to address things. But by the Klala, Matchilin Min HaKatan, because we see that B'tchila Nitkalel Nachash, V'Acharkach Nitkalel Chava, V'Acharkach Nitkalel Adam. So when it came to the Klola in Gan Eden, it went from Nochash to Chava to Adam himself. So, I mean, putting ashes on the heads, shouldn't that be the opposite? Shouldn't we start like with the most regular people? And then when we already finished everybody else, we should go to our best. And then the final thing we should do is we should go to the Nasi. No, says the Gemara, it's true that the event is a sad event, but what it is that we're doing is a sign of chashivut, isn't it? Because, I mean, what we're saying is that you, the Amilot, as if we're telling them, aton chashivutel, you are very chashiv people. Lumiboy alon rachami akule yama, we look to you to be able to bring a Yeshua for all of us. So then that means that we're saying something very chashiv to them, and therefore we should begin in a matter of chashivut. This is a matter of gedula. Okay, why is it that the difference between kol echad v'echad noten b'rosho to the nasi vav bezdin, who other people put on their head? I mean, can't they put it on their own head? Nasi vav bezdin nami nishkelu inu v'ninchu b'reshayu. Why don't they put it on their own head? Ma'ash no deshakal inish achrina b'manach luhu. Why do we have someone else doing it? Omer Rebaba d'min kisariya, because eino dome mitbayesh mi'atzmo l'midbayesh mi'achirim. There's a deeper sense of busha when somebody does this to you than when you do it to yourself. But as Rashi points out, this is only where you are a person with a sensitivity to the busha and to the sensitivity of your own standing. To a normal person, I mean, he doesn't give a hang, you know. You're going to give him an inoculation or you're going to give him ashes on his forehead. I mean, what's the difference, you know? So he's waiting in line and he'll get it, like, you know. So it's a difference to him whether he does it to himself or, but when it comes to the Nasi, the fact that someone else should violate his standing and put ashes on his head, I mean, that is definitely a greater sense of busha. And therefore, those two, the Nasi and the Avbezin, that are sensitive to it, that is done to them. Where do exactly do we put these ashes? Omer Rabbi Yitzchak b'mkom tefillin, the same way that we do for a chosan, to remember the churban. Shenemar lasum la'avilei tzion latet lahem pe'er tachat efer. That at the time of the geula, the pe'er, which is a reference to tefillin, that's because we know pe'er chachavosh shalecha to Yechezkel bent, that you don't wear your normally tefillin as someone who had a besura ra'ah. So here, that would mean that the pe'er, it's even, you'll notice the same letters, efer, pe'er. So the pe'er will take the place, b'ezrat Hashem, of the efer. So when chas v'sholom is the other way around, then the efer takes the place of the pe'er.